In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. According to Thomas Aquinas, the sin of gluttony is defined as an unreasonable desire for food and drink. As human beings, we need to eat and drink in order to survive and flourish. So eating and drinking are in themselves natural, healthy, and necessary. They only become sinful when they are used contrary to reason, and they become gravely sinful when they impede us from reaching our proper goal, the love of God. How can eating and drinking be contrary to reason? First of all, if they injure our health in some way, if they do not provide the nourishment we need at our time of life, if we are allergic to some substances, if we have a medical condition such as diabetes, which is affected by what we consume, or if we tend to eat or drink too much and so become overweight or lose control of our faculties. These are all ways in which the appetite for food and drink can injure our health and thus become sinful. Another way our appetite for food or drink can become sinful is by causing us to spend an excessive amount of money on them. We need to live within our means and to save money for necessary expenses, as well as to help others in distress. That doesn't mean we can't treat ourselves to an occasional indulgence, but we should do so responsibly and with moderation. It's one thing to go out to an elegant restaurant for a nice dinner, but we shouldn't do it every night of the week. As I said, gluttony in itself, depending on its severity, can be either a venial or a mortal sin, and it can also lead to other capital sins. We can see this clearly in examples from sacred scripture. Adam and Eve were first enticed by a desire to eat the forbidden fruit, which led to the primal sin of pride and disobedience. Esau was hungry and sold his birthright as the firstborn son to Jacob for a bowl of lentils, and so he lost his place in God's plan of salvation. And the Hebrew people in the desert on their exodus to the promised land longed for the flesh pots of Egypt and rebelled against the Lord and were destroyed. So as serious as gluttony is, it can also involve us in other even graver sins. And that is one of the reasons why the Church asks us to practice fasting and abstinence on certain days and at certain times of the year. By disciplining ourselves and practicing moderation in food and drink, we bring our appetites under the control of reason and so learn to avoid those excesses and indulgences which will harm ourselves as well as others. As we prepare in a few days now to enter the holy season of Lent, let us turn away from the sins of gluttony and selfishness, and let us seek to do God's will here on earth as it is done in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.